You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for the Girls Class C Section 4 semifinals. The winner of this game tonight, folks, will head down to the arena on Saturday at 1 p.m. They will take on Watkins Glen, who is the 2 seed who advanced with a win over Lansing last night. But the 1 seed, the BG Lady Bobcats, taking on the visiting number 4 Newfield Lady Trojans here tonight. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break this one all down. You have a good matchup tonight. We know Newfield has a very talented point guard who we want to talk a lot about. Not a lot is known about these teams from the IAC. We kind of see that throughout the year between the MAC and the IAC, but we've done our research, we've done our homework, and we'll try to update you tonight on what Newfield will bring to the table against this Lady Bobcats team, who has just had a terrific season. MAC champions just a few weeks ago, the first round bye, the number 1 seed in a victory over Unitego here earlier this week to advance. And of course, they had to wait through the snowstorm as well, so that was on Tuesday night. We'll play here on Thursday, and the winner will play on Saturday down at the arena. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Sports tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO, and I'm joined by my good friend from the WCDO Sports Podcast, Dave Smith, a local AAU coach. Dave, great to have you back to join us here tonight.
Great to be here, Nate. Great to be here.
Coach, you've been in the MAC before. In the past with Unadilla Valley, you've been in sectional play. You've had a couple of big upsets in the Unadilla Valley program's career. How does it feel to be back here in the gym watching a team from the IAC and a team from the MAC going head-to-head tonight?
There's a lot of excitement. The place is packed. And it's just it's good to see somebody from the MAC really making a strong case as far as being a team that can compete. Of course, BG earned the number one seed. They now have a record of 17-2. Newfield comes in with a record of 15-4. Let's take a look at how they got here in the Class C Section 4 brackets. Of course, BG had a first-round bye. They awaited the winner of Unitego and Green. Unitego, the 8th seed. Green was the 9th seed. The Lady Spartans moved on with a 38-33 victory. Then in the game we had here just last week on CDO, BG was trailing 24-13 at the half to the Lady Spartans as Unitego came out and played a great first half. But BG, in typical Lady Bobcat fashion, came back, had a 30-7 run in the second half, and ended up going on to win that game to advance here to the semifinals. So that's how BG got here. Let's take a look at Newfield. They as well had a first-round bye, and they were able to move on to the second round where they had a nice battle with one of their IAC foes, Moravia, and it took overtime, but Newfield was able to come away with a 44-40 victory. I was able to watch some highlights from that game, and I've tried to keep an eye on some players throughout the region that I've heard about this year, and to look at sophomore number 5 for Newfield, Mariah Bird. We've heard a ton about her. BG head coach Bob Conway talked a lot about her. And Dave, just watching her in warm-ups, you can tell a very athletic guard that BG will have their hands full with here tonight.
Very athletic. She seems confident. She's actually getting ready to take a shot right now, and she just looks like she's a gamer. And it's going to be interesting to watch to see how Mr. Conway comes up with a strategy to shut her down.
We know that longtime head coach, 22 years here at the helm for BG, Bob Conway, I'm sure he's seen a little bit of everything over the years, of course, having some great runs back in the 90s with those teams that moved on to the state tournament. But you could tell, we got here early to set up for the broadcast. He was already here, already in the gym, just the nerves that a coach has for this type of a game.
Nerves, you know, you're thinking, did I go over everything this week in practice? Have I done everything I can? Obviously, he had a little bit of a snow delay, so he's probably wondering, did that have helped me or did it hurt me? But, you know, I coach against Bob in AAU. I've seen him around. He's a great coach. I'm sure he's over-prepared, and he's going to do everything he can to get his kids ready for this game.
And that is another thing we want to mention in case you don't know the history of this week. This game was supposed to be played on Tuesday night, but the huge storm really had an effect. Of course, Newfield is out in the Ithaca area. Didn't want to see anybody out on the roads that night, so a good call, I think, to cancel that ball game. The Newfield boys played in the Class C sectionals last night, so Newfield had talked about wanting to push this game to Thursday so the fans didn't have to make that sort of a decision. I think that's certainly nice as the Newfield boys advanced last night. They're in the Class C section finals against Watkins Glen, so congratulations to the Trojans there from Newfield, and their girls are trying to do the same here tonight. So a great crowd coming in from Newfield. I know we have some listeners up in the Newfield area tonight, so certainly welcome, and thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO Sports. Our web stream tonight is brought to you in part by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. We also want to say hello to Seattle, Washington, cheering on the Palmateer sisters here for the BG Lady Bobcats. As know many friends and family of the Palmateers always joining us here on WCDOsports.com. And if you want to listen back to this game or any game we've done this season, it's right under the Audio Archive tab. Again, brought to you by SFCU. We've had all the games that we've done this season there, and whether it be football, whether it be basketball or soccer, those are all there for your listening pleasure. So make sure to check out the Audio Archive on WCDOsports.com. Dave, talking to head coach Bob Conway, when this was last week, we knew that Moravia and Newfield still had to play. He said Moravia was a very balanced team, much like we view Bainbridge-Guilford, who has a ton of girls who will come off the bench to play. He plays a sophomore, a freshman, an eighth grader. That's the style that Bob Conway has. He said for Newfield, not that they have one player, but when you have a player like Mariah Bird, who's a standout, and he even went as far as to say perhaps a Division I talent, how do you focus on that as a coach on the other side?
You got to make somebody else beat you. You don't want that player to beat you. I've been around teams. You know, you focus on shutting her down and finding somebody else on that team that's going to really. You don't want the Bird girl to beat you. I guess I've repeated myself, but you want to limit her points. You know she's going to get hers. You know we did it a couple years ago when UV pulled the huge upset down at Harpersville. You know they limited Drummond a little bit. You got to limit. Know that she's going to get her points, but make somebody else on that team step up and beat you, and hopefully that somebody doesn't do that for them.
I think we've seen that a few times this year. I go back just a week ago when the Sydney boys were out at Moravia, and I thought that the Moravia Blue Devils that night took extra care of watching Sydney guard Nick Mino. Wherever he went, they had somebody draped all over him. So certainly, you know, maybe we'll see a box in one, a triangle in two, who knows here tonight. But I'm sure Bob Conway, from talking to him before the game, has a few tricks up his sleeve. Should be good to see. Thanks for joining us here on our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, pregame show. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer for tonight's game. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Set to be a good one here tonight, of course, number 4 Newfield, number 1 Bainbridge-Guilford. It's the Section 4 Class C Girls Semifinal. The winner will take on Watkins Glen, who defeated Lansing last night 51-46. And so that game was a close one right down to the wire, but Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, advancing to the Section 4 Class C Finals. This game will be at 1 o'clock down at the Broome County Arena in Binghamton. The winner of this one here tonight will take on Watkins Glen. Will it be number 1 taking on number 2 or number 2 taking on number 4? We'll know here in just a couple of hours, as this is the most packed I have seen this BG gym all year long. I thought it was packed the other night against Unitego, but tonight, literally, people sitting all around us here in our broadcast vantage point. And we've seen a lot of games this year where we've had this whole section completely to ourselves. So a great one on store here tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have number 1 BG, number 4 Newfield in a semifinal of the Class C sectionals. Girls action here tonight. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe for Dave Smith. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. Their popular Nashville show trip will fill up fast. Leaves October 25th. This 7-day motor coach trip includes hotel, Grand Ole Opry show, Country Music Hall of Fame, 10 meals, and lots more. Only $689 per person. If a cruise is more your style, cruise from New York to the Southern Caribbean next January 31st, 2016. Visit ports in San Juan, St. Thomas, Tortola, St. Lucia, Barbados, and St. Kitts. Inside cabin, an incredible $789 per person. Don't delay. Awesome group trips at Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop in or call for a flyer, 563-2156, 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24-7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Dave Smith here tonight on WCDO as we get you set for girls Section 4 Class C semifinal action between Newfield and BG, live here tonight from BG High School. First, the starting lineups for visiting Newfield. They are led by junior number 2, Sierra Henry. Also a junior number 3, Angelus James. Number 5, just a sophomore, this is the star player we want you to look out for, Mariah Bird. Also, number 12, a senior, Ashley Tyskowicz.
And at number 23, a junior, Jasmine Malone. And for BG, they are led by senior, number 14, Morgan Bullis. Also a senior, number 15, Katie Barber. Number 22, a sophomore, Rebecca Reyes. Just a freshman, number 25, Megan Palmatier. And her sister, a senior, number 33, Taylor Palmatier. Head coach for BG is Bob Conway. And for Newfield, Brandon Steinnor. And it looks like Katie Barber, who is one of the normal starting guards here tonight for BG, is replaced by Abby Selfridge, the eighth grader, who we've seen just blossom all year long, was one of our award winners in the MAC championship contest. So she will start tonight instead of Katie Barber. BG will go right to left to start things off in the home white uniforms. The navy blue trim says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the chest there. For Newfield, they are in much like a Unitigo uniform. The dark green with the white trim says Newfield and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Dave, final thoughts before tip-off here, emotions running high, a real packed house here tonight at BG.
Defense wins championships, Nate, and that's what I think it boils down to. That's what Bob Conway preaches, and he's going to want to keep this thing under 30. So it's going to be a slow-paced game. He's going to try to keep it under 30. First team to 30 wins, I believe.
All the anticipation leads up to this moment as we will have tip-off. Again, BG going right to left, Newfield left to right. We've had an extra 2 days to wait after the snowstorm. The BG student section is in full bore here tonight as we'll have the tip-off at half court, and BG will win the opening tip with Morgan Bullis, and it looks like Newfield will come out in man-to-man. So the Bobcats going right to left. Here's Taylor Palmatier outside the three-point line. Down low for Megan Palmatier. Up off the glass. No good. Morgan Bullis, a rebound. Off the glass. This one rims out. A rebound for Selfridge. Ball loose on the floor, and Bird will come away with it for Newfield down the left wing. Dribble drive all the way to the hole. Off the glass. No good. Another rebound for the eighth grader, Abby Selfridge. So Bird tries a shot on her first possession off the mark for Newfield. Ahead for Rebecca Reyes, and now for Taylor Palmatier, right wing, off the glass, shot is too hard, Bullis the rebound, cleans it up, and puts it home. Morgan Bullis for BG, the first 2 points of the night. The Lady Bobcats lead 2-0. Here's Newfield going left to right. Right wing for Bird, dribble drive down low, shot off the glass is no good, therefore Newfield, as Tyskiewicz tried to put it in. Rebound still on the floor, and now we will have a jump ball. A minute into the contest here, 2-0 score. Dave, boy, what an opening minute of play here.
Bainbridge is just crashing the boards. Bowles is all over it. That Bird girl really wants to get to the rack.
Bullis averaging 11 rebounds a game coming in here to tonight's game. Newfield will take their first shot of the night. That's Sierra Henry from downtown on the right wing. And the Lady Trojans with a 3-2 lead. 6:50 to go, first quarter. Here's Morgan Bullis, left side, dribble drive down low off the glass, tries a reverse layup, no good, ball out of bounds, possession will stay with the Lady Bobcats. And again, Bullis just down low, hard to stop her down there, like a bull in a china shop sometimes.
They're giving her that lane down the baseline, which, you know, the rule of thumb is no middle, no baseline, so let's keep an eye on that, Nate.
BG will inbound the ball underneath their own basket in their own offensive end of the floor. Rebecca Reyes by the right block. Oh, and they're going to say that was a two-point basket now for Sierra Henry after a little conference between the Zebra crew there. So it's actually a 2-2 game with 6:44 to go, first quarter. Inbound pass, left side. Megan Palmatier, running jumper in the lane, no good. Bird with the rebound, and here she comes off to the races down the right side. Here's Sierra Henry, jumper, right baseline, no good. Morgan Bullis, a rebound. It's on the floor, knocked out of bounds. Possession stays with BG. 6.5 to go, first quarter, we're tied at 2. BG will bring the ball up the floor and start things off with Rebecca Reyes. Reyes to the far side. For Taylor Palmatier, tries to lob it down low for Megan Palmatier. Lost it, ball on the floor at the foul line. Picked up by Bullis, back out for Reyes. Downtown, this one off the back rim, no good. Tipped away, and Bird with another rebound for Newfield. Down the left wing she comes. Outside the three-point line, dribble drive off the glass. This no good. Rebound for Newfield. A second shot opportunity there for Tyskiewicz is no good. And a rebound for Megan Palmatier of BG. 5:50 to go. First quarter, we're tied at 2 between BG and Newfield. Class C, Section 4 semifinals. Winner to the arena to take on Watkins Glen. Megan Palmatier at the right block. Kicks it back out for the eighth grader, Abby Selfridge. Selfridge a little give and go. with Rebecca Reyes. Reyes, top of the key. Five on the shot clock. Let's see if BG is aware of that. Back to Reyes. The Morgan Bullis tries a deep three. This one no good. And that one was just kind of forced up with no time left on the clock. Ball back to Newfield.
Very slow-paced game like we thought, Nate. And it seems like Bainbridge just running a real simple offense, trying to get the ball inside and out.
5:20 to go, first quarter. Here from BG High School, it's 2-2. Newfield and BG. And here is Newfield in the lane. A shot there by Angelique James. And this will be a turnover, much to the delight of the BG fans. 2-2 the score. BG with the ball once again.
They're double-teaming Bird every time down the floor.
So Bob Conway, very vocal, the head coach here for BG, up, shouting instructions to his squad. Left side, Taylor Palmateer just inside the three-point line. Back out for Rebecca Reyes. Back to Palmateer. Jumper, 20-footer is good. Taylor Palmateer, her first shot of the night. Nothing but net. BG leads 4-2 with 4:50 to go first quarter. Bird crosses the Bobcat logo at half court to the right wing. Leaves it off for Sierra Henry. Into the paint. Finger roll. This one no good. Bullis rips down another rebound. She always seems to be in the right place at the right time. And BG up the floor going right to left. Top of the key, Rebecca Reyes. For Taylor Palmateer, right side, back for Reyes. Gets around the pressure defense. Left side, skip pass across the court from Selfridge. Ball loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it here with BG. 4:26 to go, first quarter. 4-2 the score. BG on top of visiting Newfield. Nate Lull and Dave Smith will be here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Thanks for joining us. Rebecca Reyes to Taylor Palmateer for three downtown. She got it. Taylor Palmateer with five early points for BG. Oh, I think they're going to say that was a two as well. Right on the line there for Palmateer, so it's 6-2. BG on top. 4:05 to go, first quarter. Into the corner. Pass from Bird to Sierra Henry off her fingertips and out of bounds. Dave, is it the BG defense or maybe some nerves here for Newfield early?
BG defense, they're so tenacious and they just wear you down. Rebounding, I mean, they're just all over the boards right now. This Summers girl, she does not play like an eighth grader whatsoever, Nate.
Abby Selfridge up the floor, and she's been battle-tested this year. We saw her play very well against Delhi in the MAC championship. And here is Megan Palmateer taking it to the hole with a right-handed layup up and good. Her first 2 points of the night, and BG is off to an 8-2 start with 3:45 to go first quarter. Bird, top of the key for Newfield. Some close defense from the Bobcats. Bird kicks it out. Long three for Newfield. Left side off the back rim. No good there for Kayla Goodwin. Rebound for Bullis of Bainbridge-Guilford. She's off to the races. Newfield doing a nice job to get back here defensively. Now here's Rebecca Reyes. Dribble drive off the glass and in. Rebecca Reyes, the sophomore, her first 2 points. And timeout Newfield. 3:20 to go, first quarter. BG leads 10-2. We'll step away. Nate Lowe and Dave Smith, thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO Sports.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Think Spring Sale, going on today through Sunday at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Mike Butler says this is their biggest selection ever. Mike's picks include
a gorgeous 2015 Kia Sorento LX 4x4, 2014 Nissan Pathfinder S, 2013 one-owner Dodge Durango SXT, 2011 all-wheel drive Hyundai Santa Fe, 2014 Jeep Patriot Sport 18,000 miles, and a loaded 2012 Hyundai Tucson GLS.
Enter to win a 2015 Cub Cadet Tractor. Lenders on site for on-the-spot financing. Think Spring Sale, Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Now through Sunday. Fill out a credit application online by clicking the Apply for Credit tab on the website, butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Newfield with a steal as we get back underway between BG and the Newfield Lady Trojans. Here's Bird, left side from three, downtown. This one off the front rim, no good. Rebound, pulled down, though, by the Lady Trojans. Back out for Bird. She tries another three. This one, no good. Bullis lets the ball go, and BG will have possession again. 2:40 to go, first quarter. It's BG leading Newfield 10-2. Want to say welcome to all our Newfield listeners. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDOSports.com. Really appreciate you joining us here tonight for this Girls Class C Section 4 semifinal. Top of the key for Rebecca Reyes for BG as they go right to left. Palmateer for Bullis into the corner. Bobcats working it around. Good defense by Newfield. Taylor Palmateer, a jumper. No good. Megan Palmateer, the rebound. Off the glass and in. Huge bucket there for Megan Palmateer. She has 4 points. And BG has jumped out to a 12-2 lead with 2:05 to go first quarter. The number one seed on their home floor playing very inspired basketball so far tonight. Newfield with the ball, top of the key. BG swarming bird here as pretty much she's seen a double team so far tonight. Back the other way. Newfield, the jumper in the corner. Off the mark for Sierra Henry. Abby Selfridge, the rebound for BG. Leaves one back off for Rebecca Reyes. Reyes, the half court, lost it. And here comes Bird. She should have a wide open layup. Off the glass and in. First points of the night there for Mariah Bird after she picks a pocket at half court. And now Bob Conway wants a timeout here for BG. And he is fired up at the moment. 1:34 to go first quarter. It's BG on top of Newfield, 12-4. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. BG looking to break the press, and they'll get another bucket here from Megan Palmateer. Just went right through it. Palmateer now with 6 points, and BG on top 14-4 with a minute 20 to go first quarter. Newfield with the ball going left to right. Here's Mariah Bird, top of the key, crossover. Little elbow jumper is in for Mariah Bird, and she has 4 points, and it's 14-6. 1:05 to go first quarter. Here's BG with the ball in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim, top of the key. For Rebecca Reyes, passes down low, back door for Palmateer, up and good.
Great pass there, Nate.
Megan Palmateer puts it home. Just great court vision there.
Oh, wow.
So Newfield trailing 16-6, 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Bird, top of the key. Again, a nice dribble drive, but taken away by the BG defense. And here's Selfridge to half court, but she's fouled. 37 seconds to go, first quarter. And just what a start here tonight for BG.
Great start. They're playing great defensively. I mean, every time Bird tries to drive, I mean, she's got to have a screen. She just cannot get freed up.
And you can tell what a great athletic guard she is, but BG just keeping a very watchful eye on her. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. BG with the ball going right to left, top of the key for Taylor Palmateer. Passes to the right side for Rebecca Reyes. Reyes skips it across again for Palmateer. 18 to go on the game clock. Palmateer tries to go down low to find her sister, Megan Palmateer. Too tall, up over her hands, out of bounds, and the possession back to Newfield. BG getting a couple of subs. Katie Barber and Marissa Thornton both into the contest here. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Newfield trying to get some momentum here on the last possession of the first quarter. Down to 5 seconds to go, and now we'll have a whistle. Clock actually stops with 6. 16-6 to score, and we'll have a foul on the far side, I believe, on Marissa Thornton of BG, who just checked into the ballgame. So Newfield trying to get off one last shot here in this first quarter, and this would be huge if they could put one home for their confidence. They get the ball into Bird. She'll have 5 seconds to work with. Dribble drive, top of the key, pulls up for three. This one is short, ball out of bounds, and that will do it for the first quarter. 16-6, number one BG on top of number four Newfield. We'll be right back with second quarter action. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for the second quarter between number 1 BG, number 4 Newfield. It's the Section 4 Class C Girls Semifinals tonight, live from BG High School. 16-6, the number 1 seed BG jumping out to a nice lead, led by 8 points from Megan Palmateer, 4 from Taylor Palmateer, 2 from Rebecca Reyes, 2 from Morgan Bullis. On the other side, Sierra Henry with 2 and Mariah Bird with 4 for Newfield. Newfield will have the ball to start the second quarter, going left to right, down low. Shot off the glass for Sierra Henry from the right block, no good. Rebound for Morgan Bullis of BG. She'll walk it up the floor, gets to the top of the key, passes off for Selfridge. Jumper is in. Gets the shooter's touch, first point for the night for Abby Selfridge. The eighth grader from the right side puts it home. It's 18-6. 7.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Bird from downtown. Squish for her. Mariah Bird now with 7 of the 9 points for Newfield. And Dave, a nice stroke there for Bird.
Quick. She's just got a quick shot, which is going to be interesting to see if she gets heated up here.
18-9. Now the score here. Selfridge, left wing is good. From the baseline, Abby Selfridge, she's got 4, and it's 20-9. BG on top of Newfield. 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Bird to the right side. Rebecca Reyes and Bird going head-to-head there on some very tough and tight man-to-man defense. I think the Newfield crowd delighted to finally see a foul call.
I don't really agree with the call either. She's lowering her shoulder and going into it, Nate, but, you know, it's not my call.
6:59 to go, second quarter. Newfield gets the ball into the corner, gets it back up top for Bird. Into the corner again for Henry from downtown, off the mark, no good. Ball is loose on the floor, and BG swarming the ball again, comes away with Rebecca Reyes down the right side. Down low for Megan Palmateer, off the glass and good, and Palmateer is into double digits. She's got 10, it's 22-9. 6:35 to go, second quarter. Newfield going left to right. Dribble drive here for Sierra Henry. Lost the ball on the floor. Everybody wrestling and scrambling for it there. It's a jump ball, and the arrow favors BG. 6.5 to go, second quarter, and BG on top of Newfield, 22-9. And what a tough environment here for Newfield to come into. It's a packed house. Not the start they wanted to get off to. They'll have to try to weather the storm and start to chip away. And this will help as BG throws it away. Here's Henry down the floor, off the glass. Can't get the layup to go. Rebound comes down, and BG will rip it away. And now we'll have a foul on Newfield. And those are the buckets you're going to need to get to go down to come back. Nice steal there from Sierra Henry. Couldn't get the finish to go. And then a foul after the play. Let's update you on the team foul situation. 2 for Newfield and 2 for BG. So we already see a physical game here between these two, but that's what it is this time of year, sectional basketball. Always a lot of fun. 6:15 to go, second quarter. 22-9 the score. BG on their home floor on top of Newfield. Here's Morgan Bullis, left baseline, outside the three-point line for the Lady Bobcats, up top for Taylor Palmateer, right side now for Selfridge. Selfridge closely guarded. As she gets it down low, Newfield playing good defense there. Ball again loose on the floor, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Newfield, they say. And BG will hold on to possession with 5:58 to go, second quarter. BG on top, 22-9. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Nate Lull joined by Dave Smith. As BG gets the ball in, shot for Morgan Bullis in the paint. And everything is falling here tonight for BG. Almost the exact opposite of the first half against Unitigo last week, where they couldn't hit hardly anything as they trailed by 11 at the half. 24-9 the score. Newfield with the ball going left to right in the green uniforms with the white trim tonight. Bird into the paint. Jumper is off the mark. No good. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by Newfield. Possession goes back
to Bainbridge Guilford. And now, Newfield going to the bench. Head coach Brandon Steinnorth just getting some rest there for some of his starting crew.
Now Bainbridge defense is just really, really wearing these guys, these girls down.
Bainbridge going right to left. They get the ball into Morgan Bullis. Steal, though, by Bird of Newfield. She tries to go coast to coast. Jumper is good. Took a lot of body contact on that one. Manages to put it home. She has nine. 9 of the 11 points to Mariah Bird. 5:10 to go, second quarter. It's 24-11. BG on top of visiting Newfield. Semifinals of the Class C Section 4 girls bracket. Taylor Palmateer outside the three-point line, 15 to go on the shot clock for the Lady Bobcats as they go right to left. Thornton, the senior, for Palmateer to the high post, looking for Palmateer. Back out for Taylor Palmateer. Steps in, jumper off the mark. No good. Bullis the rebound. Turnaround shot, and she's fouled.
Morgan, boy, she's tough inside, huh, Nate?
She sure is. It just seems like always the right place at the right time, but I got to figure a lot of that is technique.
It's technique, it's finding the ball, it's having knowing that it's going to be a weak side rebound, but, I mean, she's got to have 7-8 rebounds right now.
Averages a double-double, 12 points a game and 11 rebounds. First foul shot is no good. We saw Bullis struggle last week from the line against Unitigo. Misses the first one here, but she certainly had a lot of opportunities in that ball game against Unitigo to go to the line because of how scrappy she is on the boards.
She definitely plays a lot taller than what she is, Nate.
4:45 to go before the half. Second shot is up and good for Morgan Bullis. Bullis puts it in. She now has five. And BG leads 25-11. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Newfield will take a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break as well. 4:40 to go, second quarter. BG leads Newfield 25-11. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowell. Come right back with us here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:40 to go, second quarter, live from BG High School. The BG Lady Bobcats leading Newfield 25-11 in a Section 4 Class C semifinal. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Newfield with the ball going left to right. They pass it down low, tipped away though by BG, and Morgan Bullis will bring the ball up the floor, going right to left for the Lady Bobcats, for Rebecca Reyes. Tough pass to handle. She ropes it in. Back to the top of the key herself. Passes off for the eighth grader, Abby Selfridge, who already has 4 points tonight for the Lady Bobcats. Selfridge distributing to the far side for Megan Palmateer. 10 on the shot clock. Bobcats looking to get a shot off. Now down to five. Good defense by Newfield. Taylor Palmateer, top of the key. She won't get the shot off. And nice defense by the Lady Trojans. But a steal right back here from Bullis. Goes up for the layup, and she's fouled. Won't make the layup, but goes to the line for two. Newfield does all that work for 30 seconds, and then just a steal back by Bullis, and she's right back to the line.
That's just scrappy Bobcat basketball right there.
Bullis, first shot is up and good. She now has 6 points. 3:53 to go before halftime. Make sure you stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll have the full interview with local Sydney high school wrestler Austin Dean, who just won a state championship last Saturday up in Albany. So stay tuned for that. Second shot is off the mark for Bullis. No good. Here comes Mariah Bird back the other way, just dishing down low, and now we'll have a foul on the play. Dave, you just made a comparison to another Mariah that we used to know around the area that went Division I to St. Bonaventure.
She reminds me a lot of Mariah Ruff. The way she sees the floor, she actually looks a little bit quicker, but she just, for a 10th grade kid, she really, really sees the floor well and looks like she's a solid basketball player.
Mariah Ruff, of course, the standout for Oneonta, now playing for the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure. Steal off the inbounds pass, and BG will come away after Newfield tried to get it in. Here's Morgan Bullis with the ball for the Lady Bobcats. 3:35 to go before the half. BG leads 26-11 over visiting Newfield. Here is Megan Palmateer, just the freshman at the foul line. Almost had it stripped. Ball loose on the floor. Newfield going for the steal. And we'll see. This is going to be a jump ball and possession back to the Lady Trojans.
Got to take care of the basketball, Nate.
Last couple of possessions, I really think Newfield has stepped it up here on D.
Bird Girl looks really intense. Looks like she's trying to get her team hyped up here.
3:20 to go, second quarter. Newfield with the ball going left to right in the green uniforms with the white trim to the right side for Sierra Henry. Into the paint. Floater is good. And they need her to step up as well. The junior wearing number 2 now has 4 points, and it's 26-13. 3:05 to go, second quarter. And here's Rebecca Reyes for BG as they go right to left for Selfridge on the right side, outside of the three-point line. Down low, looking for Taylor Palmateer. Backs her way in, hits the ball off of a Newfield defender, and out of bounds. That was Ashley Peiskowitz with the good defense down low on the baseline.
I said early in the broadcast, Nate, that the first team to 30 was going to win this thing, and we're at 26 for Bainbridge right now.
In the last couple of games, Bainbridge has struggled in the first half. I mean, they only put up 13 the other night against Unitego, but tonight, everything falling down.
They got to be shooting, you know, 50 to 55% right now.
They really do. It's been a very good first half here for BG. If you're a Newfield fan at home, you might be shaking your head. Your team has played well. Just some hot shooting here tonight from the Bobcats, as well as some good defense. Palmateer to the far side for Reyes. BG with the ball in. Three-pointer, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Selfridge comes up with a loose ball for BG, but then steps on the line and out of bounds as she tried to take it on the baseline to the hole.
Really impressed by this Selfridge girl. I mean, she does not play like an eighth grader whatsoever.
Selfridge now will come out of the game, and talking to head coach for BG, Bob Conway, about her, he said, I needed to pull her up early. First eighth grader they've ever taken. Even Courtney Mattingly back in the day, they waited until she was a freshman, but he was that high on Abby Selfridge to bring her up.
Rightfully so.
Newfield going left to right. Here's Bird into the paint. Nice dish out for Henry from three. This one off the mark. No good. Rebound for Palmateer. And another big board there for the Lady Bobcats. And here they come going right to left with 2:10 to go, second quarter. A steal by Bird and a foul called on Bird. And the Newfield Trojan fans certainly upset with the Zebra Crew here tonight. 2:11 to go, second quarter. It's 26-13. BG on top here of Newfield.
I'm really impressed by the way that Bainbridge rebounds the basketball. When they rebound, it's really, really strong.
So BG will inbound the ball right in front of the scorer's table. And now another steal by Bird, and she's off to the races, trying to track down a loose ball. Picks it up, distributes to the far side. Layup is up and good there for Angelique James as she puts in her first 2 points. And it's 26-15. Newfield is still in this ball game here, folks. And now another steal here on Mariah Bird. And I got to say, that was a ticky-tack foul right there. I don't think that was needed to be called. That's a tough one. That'll be the second one on Bird. 1:53 to go, second quarter, 26-15. The score, BG on top. Bird's going to have to be careful that she doesn't pick up a third here before halftime.
Real risky here, leaving her in the basketball game at this point.
Head coach Brandon Steinnorth rolling the dice on that one, but he's got a lot of faith in Mariah Bird, talking to him before the contest tonight. And now a steal by Newfield as BG tried to bring the ball up the floor. Newfield going left to right. Three ball from the left side. This one off the mark, no good. Ball is loose on the floor. BG will come away after the missed shot there from Kayla Goodwin. And here's Morgan Bullis. Distributes far side for Taylor Palmateer. She stepped on the line. And Newfield will get the ball back with 1:25 to go, second quarter. Boy, the atmosphere in this gym is fun for high school basketball here tonight.
It's almost like a small-time, you know, college basketball game.
You can tell a lot of energy from both sides here tonight. 1:25 to go, second quarter, live from BG High School. It's number 1, BG, 26. Number 4, Newfield, 15. Newfield with the ball, 20 on the shot clock, a minute 15 to go on the game clock as they're really taking their time on this possession. Bird passes far side. Three ball is off the mark there for Sierra Henry. Rebound loose on the floor, and guess who comes away with it for BG but Morgan Bullis. Bullis dribbles up the floor. 1 minute to go, second quarter. To Rebecca Reyes. Now for Megan Palmateer. Right wing on the baseline for Selfridge. Dribble drive into the paint. Now back for Morgan Bullis. She gets inside and she's fouled. She'll go to the line with 48 seconds to go, second quarter. She knows how to get in there and draw the contact.
Boy, she's tough, Nate. She's so tough. She's always been that way. I mean, coaching against her in AAU, I mean, she's just a tough kid.
First shot coming for Bullis. Up and through. Bullis now with 7. So you have Megan Palmateer with 10 and Morgan Bullis with 7 here tonight. So far to lead BG. Second foul shot is up and good, and now she has 8. 28-15 the score. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Newfield with the ball, left side. Crossing half court is Mariah Bird, standout point guard with 9 points so far tonight for Newfield. Passes far side for Goodwin of the Lady Trojans. 15 on the shot clock. They reverse it far side. Dribble drive off the glass. No good for Sierra Henry. And Reyes picks up the rebound, then quickly loses it. Ball on the floor. Both teams scrambling. We'll have a jump ball. And possession will go back to BG. Shot clocks are off with 24 seconds left before the half.
Getting really scrappy here, Nate.
Both teams not afraid to get on the floor, that's for sure. Bullis will inbounds to Abby Selfridge. Going right to left, crossing the Bobcat logo at half court. Lost the ball there. It's picked up by Newfield as Henry and Selfridge collide at half court. And a jump ball will give the ball right back to Newfield with 16 seconds to go. 28-15 the score. BG on top of visiting Newfield here in the Class C Section 4 semifinals. Winner gets Watkins Glen, the 2 seed, at 1 o'clock on Saturday at the arena. Boy, big possession here for Newfield, Dave.
Yeah, they can, you know, make it, I mean, maybe an 11-point game or a 10-point game with a 3 here.
Bird has the ball, down to 10 on the game clock. Passes down low, great pass, up off the glass and in for Tyskiewicz, her first bucket of the night. And it's 28-17. BG trying to throw up a half-court shot. Ball out of bounds with .8 to go. Newfield, can they get off a half-court shot here with Bird? They get it to her. She doesn't even try to shoot. And that'll do it for the first half. 28-17. BG on top. Real quick, Dave, your thoughts on this first half.
Bainbridge defense. I mean, 17 points. They're really limiting that Bird girl. They've really done a good job of shutting her down. You can tell she's got a quick shot. She's got a great shot. Be interesting to see what adjustments are made here for the second half.
Halftime coming up, the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll come back. We'll get you the stats from the first half, and then we'll have our interview with Sydney, New York State Wrestling Champion at 285 pounds in Division II, Austin Dean. We'll be right back. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
This winter, let Mirabito keep life warm. Mirabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Mirabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. It's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here, folks. Of course, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. It's halftime here from BG High School, 28-17, number 1 BG on top of number 4 Newfield. It's been a great first half, very tight physical battle. I think some of the Newfield faithful are not happy with the refereeing, and, you know, I can't disagree at times. I try not to comment here on the air about any of the refereeing. I thought there's been some tough ticky-tack fouls here called tonight. I'd rather just see a wide-open game be played, especially at this level. Just want to see the kids decided out there on the floor. But BG playing some very good defense, and really I think the difference is BG hitting shots here in the first half. They came out, jumped right out to a 12-2 lead. Newfield struggling a little bit to get things going. Has to be tough being on the road, hostile atmosphere. Sometimes just getting through the first minute or two of the contest before you can settle in is the hardest part. And after that, I was really impressed with Newfield, as we'll go through the scoring summary here. But Mariah Bird leading them with 9 points. You can just tell a great athletic point guard. Talked to BG head coach Bob Conway before the game. He was so nervous about facing her. There's a lot of basketball left to be played, and I'm sure he's still nervous in the locker room right now for BG. But traditionally this year, the Bobcats have played very well in the third quarter. We'll see if that holds up here tonight. First for Newfield, of course, led by 9 from Mariah Bird. You have 2 points from Angelise James. You have 4 points from Sierra Henry and 2 points from Ashley Tyskowitz for 17. On the other side for BG, 4 from Abby Selfridge, 8 from Morgan Bullis, 2 for Rebecca Reyes, 10 for Megan Palmatier, and 4 for Taylor Palmatier. And that's a total of 28 for BG. The home team here with a record of 17-2 trying to advance down to the arena to take on number 2 Watkins Glen. That game will be on Saturday at 1 p.m. If BG wins that ball game, of course, we'll be down there to cover the Lady Bobcats. We're going to have basketball no matter what for you on Saturday, as we'll be in Oneonta as well. At 4 o'clock, we have the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship, as we have the number 1 team in New York State in Class D, the South Courtright Rams, taking on the Milford Lady Wildcats. So that game will be at 4 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll have a great matchup between the 3-seed and the 4-seed. South Courtright boys are the 3-seed. The Lawrence Leopards are the 4-seed. Two teams that met earlier in the year around Christmas time. It was a 3-point ball game, and just two teams that are absolutely very hot right now, shooting lights out. That game will be at 6. So we're definitely going to have two games for you on Saturday on CDO. Will we have all three? Still a half of basketball left to decide that. If BG goes down to the arena, we will certainly be there, that's for sure. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We have an interview with New York State wrestling champion, Division II, 285 pounds, from Sydney's Austin Dean. Can't wait to hear from Austin Dean. You want to make sure you stay tuned for that. Again at the half, BG leads 28-17 over visiting Newfield. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO Sports.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lowell with you here for WCDO Sports, as we're now joined by the newest New York State wrestling champion here for Sydney High School, Austin Dean, in Division II, 285 pounds. Austin, I know it's kind of a cliche question, but how does it feel so far? You know, you're a day or two removed. You got to come in yesterday with all the fire trucks down Main Street from Sydney and Masonville. How are you feeling after capturing your first state title?
It feels really great, you know, but today I just feel the same, you know, same person I am every day. But, you know, that day it just felt great, you know, especially being on the trucks with Nick Jump and all that and everyone else behind me, you know, it felt really good.
How special was it to go to the New York State Championships and have a chance to go with your teammate Nick Jump? It's been a long time since Sydney has sent two athletes up to the state finals.
It felt really good, you know. He's a great wrestler. Nick's a very good wrestler, you know. I had confidence he'd do well. You know, his last match, you know, it's just a fluke. Something happened. You know, he got caught. But, you know, I had no doubt that Nick could have went all the way. It just, like you said, it's just an amazing feeling. I enjoyed it a lot, especially being with Nick. You know, me and Nick been wrestling for 13 years all together, all the way through.
Can you take us through the moment in overtime as you won your finals match 5-3? In overtime, you get a takedown with 17 seconds left. Was it a move that just opened up, or one of those things just split second and it kind of happened?
It was a little bit of both, split second and one of the moves that opened up. He went to go bring me down, and I just slipped out and got spun behind him, and it was just split second stuff we practiced and practice. You know, it's just muscle memory and also just luck, I guess.
Now, you won all your matches on the first day, then you won early on Saturday morning, but you had to wait a long time to the finals. By my estimation, it had to be 8:30, 8:45 on Saturday night. What was going through your head that whole time when you had the long layoff?
I had to stay calm and cool, just focus here and there, just relax and just enjoy my break. But by the time, 2 hours come around, I started focusing up again, and that's what did it for me, hard work and hard focusing.
Can you talk about what the coaching staff has done here for you at Sydney to help you over the years?
My coaches, they pushed me quite a bit this year. I had Coach Ruff working with me. He beat me up in practice. He had to do what he had to do. Coach Stafford being there supporting us, all of us kids, and they're just great coaching staff. They pushed us to do our best abilities. They believed in every one of us. So
now, moving forward, we also know you're a great football player. Have you made any decisions on what you'd like to do next year in terms of going to school or wrestling or playing football?
Well, I'm looking to go play football in college. My college decision is tough right now. I'm in the process of that. Bunch of good schools I got to choose from.
How nice is it to go out on top and win in the finals there? And just that's your lasting high school memory.
Yeah, it's going to feel good. 13 years is a long time, especially for wrestling. It gets sore and your bones start to hurt. And I feel it every day. But, it's going to feel really good knowing that I had great practice partners. I had great coaches that helped me get to my spot where I am today.
Sydney Senior Austin Dean, a New York State champion here for Sydney Wrestling. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight, along with Dave Smith, as we get set for the second half. BG with the ball to start things off, and the ball quickly knocked out of bounds, and possession will stay with the Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats will go left to right here to start things off in this third quarter in their home white uniforms, navy blue trim. Newfield goes right to left. They're in the green uniforms with the white and the black trim tonight. BG with the ball, and Newfield is going to have to come out and create some turnovers to get back into this contest tonight. Here's Rebecca Reyes for three for BG off the back rim. Rebound is hustled for by both teams. Ball knocked out of bounds. Jump ball, and it looks like possession will go to Newfield. Dave, some keys for both sides for the second half.
Well, I think right now we got to see Newfield's got to get going early. Real early here, and the key for Bainbridge is to continue to play tenacious defense.
So 7.5 to go, third quarter. 28-17, Newfield on their first possession of the second half with the ball going right to left. Into the corner, dribble drive for Henry. This one is up and good. They gave her the baseline. We heard from Coach Dave, that's a no-no. but she took advantage, and it's 28-19. Now a steal by Newfield. Ball loose on the floor. Willis gets it right back, and it's picked up by BG. Off the glass and good for Megan Palmateer. Megan Palmateer with 12 points. And 30-19, BG on top with 6:55 to go, third quarter. Newfield going right to left. Here's Mariah Bird, top of the key, round the behind the back dribble. Three ball for Newfield as she passes off there to Goodwin. Ball loose on the floor. Bullis almost comes away with it, tipped away. Possession stays with Newfield. 6:41 to go, third quarter. And now James is down on the floor here for the Newfield Lady Trojans. We'll hope that she's okay. Just a physical play in the corner. Nothing dirty. Just a clean play as both teams hustling for the ball. 6:41 to go in the third. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 30-19 is the score. BG on top of Newfield. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO Sports.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back live from BG High School, and Dave and I were talking during the break that if Newfield can score here, it might swing the momentum in their favor as they appear to be off to a good start in the second half. Now we'll have a foul on BG as the Lady Trojans get the ball in, and head coach Brandon Steinnorth up on his feet trying to get his team involved here tonight. Would like to say hello to his family listening back in the Newfield area tonight. 6:35 to go, third quarter. First foul shot is up and good here for Sierra Henry, who came out, got that nice layup to start the third quarter, puts this one in. She has 7 points. It's 30-20 with 6:36 to go, third quarter. Second shot coming, and it's in there for Sierra Henry.
This end of the floor, Nate, is ball seems to drop down here.
Certainly does. The basket to our left is where BG had all the success in the first half. Now Newfield starting to get hot. It's a 9-point game. 6:20 to go, third quarter. BG going left to right. Now for Selfridge. Nice pump fake. Gets down low. She's blocked. Ball out of bounds and goes back to Newfield. Great move by Selfridge, but an equally impressive move by the Newfield defense to knock it out of bounds. I believe that was Goodwin who got a piece of it. 9-point game, and this could be a big possession here for the Newfield Lady Trojans. Trying to pass one into the corner, but it's tipped away by Morgan Bullis of BG, and the senior brings the ball down the floor and will have a foul against Sierra Henry here at half court. 6:02 to go in the third, just a reach-in foul there by Sierra Henry. It looked clean, but at the same point, tough to take a foul that far away from the basket.
That far away, and especially picking up your third, which really hurts you.
6 minutes to go, third quarter, BG on top, 30-21. Girls Class C, Section 4 semifinals. Winner gets Watkins Glen in the arena at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Morgan Bullis, left side for BG, dribble drive to the hole, can't get the layup, but she's fouled and will head to the line. And we've seen her do that all season long here for the Lady Bobcats, and she'll head to the line. Bullis with 8 points, the senior standing 5'9", wearing number 14 to the line. First shot is good. She now has 9.
Not struggling from the line tonight, Nate.
No, we saw her have a tough night against Unitigo in the second round, but tonight when she's gotten to the line, she's capitalized, and this one falls as well. She's into double figures. So Megan Palmateer with 12, Morgan Bullis with 10. BG leads 32-21. Newfield trying to continue to make a run. Here is Bird as Newfield goes right to left. Top of the key, passing one off for Goodwin. It's loose, ball on the floor. Newfield comes back away. Here's Bird into the corner. Now for Sierra Henry. Down low into the paint. Ball tipped out of bounds, and possession goes back to the Lady Bobcats. Good scrappy defense again there by Bainbridge Guilford. 5:26 to go, third quarter. It's 32-21. BG with the ball. And here's Selfridge down the left wing. Selfridge picks up her dribble for Taylor Palmateer in the corner. Looking for some options. Finds the good cut to Megan Palmateer up and in.
She's got 14 and just great patience on the offense there, Dave.
Bob Conway flex offense. There it was at its best.
5 minutes to go, third quarter. It's BG 34, Newfield 21. And here is Mariah Bird, looking like the quarterback out there, directing traffic. Bird to the left side. Jumper from downtown there for Kayla Goodwin is off the mark, no good. Rebound, though, for Newfield. Bird all the way to the hole, tries to get the layup to go. It's knocked away, and BG picks up possession. They try the home run pass down the floor, and Newfield will steal it right back. Ball loose on the floor now. Both teams scrapping for it. And finally, we'll have a whistle with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. I believe the foul here will be on BG and Morgan Bullis. Boy, when that ball is on the floor tonight, Dave, you don't know who's going to come away with it, but it's going to be a battle.
It's almost like watching a hockey game. Guys flying around for the puck. I mean, they're just people flying, bodies flying. It's crazy.
4:35 to go, third quarter. BG on top of Newfield, 34 to 21. Here's Mariah Bird, top of the key as Newfield goes right to left. Down low, layup is up and in for Ashley Tyskiewicz. She puts it home. She has 4 points, and it's 34-23. Newfield refuses to go away. But the clock continuing to tick down. BG into the corner here, midway through the third quarter. Bullis with a shot up and in. And she now has 12 points. And Morgan Bullis in the paint makes it 36-23 with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Another strong move by Bullis.
Very quiet 12 she's got. I didn't realize she was even at 12 points. That's great.
Newfield going right to left, moving the ball around quite nicely. Three ball will not go down. Tipped away there as Kayla Goodwin let it go from three. Reyes with the rebound brings it up the floor for BG going left to right. Into the corner for Selfridge. Up top for Palmateer. Straightaway jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound for Newfield. And an outlet pass. They'll bring it out as that was Casey Bledsoe hauling down the rebound. Here's Bird into the paint. Can't get it to go. Rebound for the Lady Trojans. Fouled down low. That was Tyskiewicz. She'll go to the line.
And that's the pace Newfield's got to have to start playing with because they, you know, you're down 13. You got to start kind of playing with that kind of pace.
3:23 to go, third quarter. It's 36-23. These are some big foul shots here for the senior, Ashley Tyskiewicz. This one falls, gets the shooter's touch. She's got five. And Tyskiewicz back to the line for her second one. Second shot coming, trying to keep Newfield in this ball game, and that one off the mark. Rebound to Morgan Bullis, and then she's fouled. Bullis skying up, and the foul there on Jasmine Malone of Newfield. Team foul situation, three for BG, three for Newfield so far through this third quarter. It's 3:15 to go, and it's 36-24, BG on top. Top of the key for Reyes, far side for Selfridge. And now we'll have a whistle. Timeout here called by the Zebra crew, and it looks like Megan Palmateer will have to go over to the bench. Looks like maybe she got knocked in the nose, and we'll have to go over to the bench here as it looks like Marissa Thornton will check into the ball game here for BG. 3:08 to go, third quarter, and that kind of shows what physical type of play we have here tonight. Just an inadvertent bump down low.
And the refs have really let these girls play. They're really letting them decide on the floor. You know, they're not calling the tic-tac stuff to slow the game down. They're calling the stuff that's obvious.
I said at half, I thought there was a few tic-tacs, but third quarter has been pretty wide open here for both sides.
Yes.
3 minutes to go, third quarter. BG with the ball going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Here's Reyes from downtown. She got it. Rebecca Reyes. Now with 5 points, it's her 29th three-pointer of the year.
That's a big bucket.
39-24. Every time Newfield makes a run, BG seems to be right there to answer. Here's Bird. Baseline, left side, as Newfield goes right to left. Skips it across. Pass down low, and now a foul on BG. On Selfridge, who tried to go up over the top to knock a pass away. 2:33 to go, third quarter.
And Nate Rowland. Palmateer.
Nate Lowe and Dave Smith with you here tonight. Oh, that's Selfridge with three. And she will head to the bench. And we'll have a timeout. We'll step away. 2:33 to go, third quarter. It's 39-24. BG on top of Newfield here from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. We'll be right back on WCDL Sports.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
2.5 to go, third quarter, live from BG High School. 39-24, Nate Lull and David Smith with you here. As Newfield gets the ball in, tipped out of bounds, and possession will stay here with Newfield. Coach, you've seen Bainbridge-Guilford. They play AAU together all summer long, and looks like it's starting to pay off here in the late moments of this third quarter for them.
Well, you were telling me to start the game here that, you know, Bob had told you that they played about 60 games this calendar year together. That's a lot of basketball, and that's getting to know each other. You start to know each other's strengths and weaknesses. And bottom line is they're just a scrappy defensive team. I mean, 24 points midway here through the, or most of the way through the third. You know, that's just playing good defense.
BG with the ball as they bring it down the floor. A quick pass to Katie Barber, who tried a turnaround jumper, and she's fouled. And the senior will go to the line here with 2:06 to go, third quarter. It's 39-24. Here's Barber to the line. First shot is up and off the front rim here for BG. 2:06 to go, third quarter.
Free throws. You got to make these free throws down the stretch because you're going to have to make a lot of them here in the next 10 minutes.
Clock starting to become an issue here for Newfield as they had a lot of energy coming out of the locker room, but BG has been able to answer. Second shot for Barber, no good. Rebound tipped off the hands of BG and back to Newfield. With 2:04 to go in the third, and Megan Palmatier back into the game after taking an inadvertent elbow. Looked like she got knocked in the nose, and now we'll come back in. So she only missed about 2 minutes of play there, so that was big. Newfield going right to left, dribble drive, shot is up and just off the front rim for Sierra Henry. Rebound though for Newfield, up off the glass and good for Kirsten Henderson. Her first 2 points of the night. And it's 39-26 with a minute 45 to go, third quarter.
Newfield's got to get this within 10.
Bullis to the left side. I agree. If they could get it to 10, that would have to give them some confidence going into the fourth. Here's Marissa Thornton. Her shot is no good for BG. And now a rebound for Newfield and a foul. And this could certainly help as Tyskowitz grabs the board there.
I've been in many games, Nate, where I've been up by 10 going into the fourth quarter. And let me tell you, that clock just runs slower and slower.
You have to wonder if the nerves will come back here for BG after settling in so nicely early tonight, if they have a lead going into the fourth. Here's Newfield with a shot the other way, loose in the paint, off the mark, no good. 1:17 to go in the third, and it's 39-26. Newfield with the ball underneath the basket as Henderson will inbound the ball. At the left block, Bullis knocked it away. Ball loose on the floor. Bird gets a piece of it. We'll have a jump ball and possession back to BG.
You cannot have turnovers there. You cannot turn the ball over on an inbounds basketball play.
And that's just the kind of night it has been for Newfield. Just not able to hit the shot when they quite need it, or a costly turnover from time to time. And then BG looking to capitalize the other way. Bullis, though, will miss a shot in the paint. Ball tipped out of bounds and will stay with BG with 1:04 to go in the third. BG leads 39-26. Reyes will inbound the ball for the Lady Bobcats from the left block. She gets it in for Bullis. Back for Palmatier. Now for Reyes. Nice out-of-bounds play for Reyes, and she nails the three. Baseline on the left side. Reyes has eight. It's 42-26 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Bird at half court. Some fancy dribbling to the left side. Three-pointer is off the back of the rim. No good there for Kayla Goodwin. Rebound for Newfield. Down low, ripped away, though, by Bullis. Ball on the floor. And they'll say that Newfield stepped on the out-of-bounds line and possession back to Bainbridge-Guilford.
What a great inbounds play there to get Reyes freed up in that corner for that three.
And she was wide open after inbounding the ball and was able to hit the three-point shot for BG. It's 42-26. Reyes, backdoor pass for Thornton through her fingertips. And out of bounds, possession back to Newfield with 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Shot clock is off. Bird will walk it up the floor. Newfield looking to get some points late in this third quarter as they continue to try to chip away. And now we'll have an illegal screen set here against Newfield as Jasmine Malone tried to help Bird get freed up there.
You could see that developing, too. You could see that she was going to step in front of that screen, but you can see how tired Bird is, too. She looks exhausted out there. We're not even in the fourth quarter yet.
She's had to do a lot here tonight for Newfield. As she has 9 points, but no points so far here in the third quarter. BG down low. Megan Palmatier off the glass. Couldn't quite get it up, but she's fouled with 8 seconds to go in the third. BG leads 42-26. Palmatier to the line. Megan Palmatier, just a freshman with 14 points tonight. We've seen her do it all year long.
Boy, Bainbridge is young. It's amazing how young they are. I mean, you got a freshman out there. You got an eighth grader running. At one point, was running your point. I mean, how confident is he in his younger classmen?
Reyes also just a sophomore as Megan Palmatier misses the first foul shot. Second shot coming for Megan Palmatier. Coach Conway has pulled the rest of his players off the line back on defense. Palmatier's second shot, no good. Newfield the rebound. Outlet pass to guess who? Bird will bring it up the floor for Newfield. Can she get a three off before the buzzer? Passes it off. Newfield with the shot. It's off as Sierra Henry let one go. Three quarters are in the books, and BG leads 42-26. They are one quarter away from perhaps going to the arena, but I'm guessing it's going to be a dogfight the rest of the way here tonight. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO Sports.
Big spring sale going on today through Sunday at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Mike Butler says this is their biggest selection ever. Mike's picks include
a loaded 2014 Chevy Cruze ZLT, 2012 one owner Subaru Impreza Limited Sport, 2007 Toyota Camry SE Power Everything, 2012 Buick Verano, gorgeous, and a one owner 2009 Mini Cooper S.
Enter to win a 2015 Cub Cadet tractor. Lenders on site for on-the-spot financing. Think spring sale. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Now through Sunday. Fill out a credit application online by clicking the Apply for Credit tab on the website, butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back live from Bainbridge Guilford High School. Nate Lowe and Dave Smith will be here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. And BG will start the fourth quarter with a steal, but Newfield will take it right back. The Lady Trojans with the left-handed layup off the mark, no good for Sierra Henry. That's the kind of night it's been here for Newfield. BG with the ball again as they go left to right. 7.5 to go, fourth quarter. The number one seed, Lady Bobcats, over the number four seed, Newfield. They lead 42-26, start of the fourth and final quarter. Palmatier, Megan that is, for Taylor Palmatier, her sister. Back to Megan on the right side. Dribble drive down low on the block, trying to go up with the shot. And
wow, what a shot.
Megan Palmatier with 16. And take us through that one.
Huh. Left hand, I think she's naturally right-handed, and 2 seconds ago on the shot clock, this throws up and it goes in. That's the kind of night Bainbridge has had.
1 minute gone, fourth quarter. BG leads 44-26. They pass it into the paint. This one is up and good. First points of the night there for Nicole Morovic. So she puts it in. Big bucket there for Newfield. It's 44-28. Ahead for Taylor Palmatier. As BG goes left to right, they're in the home whites tonight with the navy blue trim. Newfield in the green with the white trim. Reyes, left-handed layup on the baseline right side, no good. Rebound for the Trojans. And Bird is just muscling it down the court and ahead and off the glass and good for Sierra Henry. She has 10 points.
Good timeout here by Mr. Conway.
Bob Conway wants a timeout with 6:27 to go, fourth quarter, 44-30. He says, ladies, have a seat. Let's chat. We'll take a break as well. I'm Nate Lull for Dave Smith. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. You can't lose with a group cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines August 24th. Five-day cruise from New York to Canada. Inside cabin rate just $500 per person. How about a Canyon Country nine-day tour visiting the Grand Canyon as well as Bryce, Zion, and Oak Creek Canyons, plus Monument Valley Navajo Tribal Park and more. Includes airfare, deluxe hotels, and 12 meals. Find out more about these awesome group trips from Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Stop it or call for a flyer, 563-2156, 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:27 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. Dave, talk about what we've seen, the emotion and energy from Bob Conway down on the bench right now for BG.
I got to tell you, I miss it. You know, I'm watching him, and I'm sweating just watching him, and he's got his girls fired up. You can see everybody's paying attention to him. Even though he's got a 14-point lead, he says, hey, girls, put the foot on the throat and let's go.
This is a guy who has been here before, not only with BG, but with Mount Upton back in the day in the Class D playoffs in the mid-80s. He took a team to the Final Four there, as well as BG with Courtney Mattingly back in the late 90s, getting all the way on a nice state run. So he's a coach who knows how to get it done. 6:16 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 44-30. And Rebecca Reyes with the ball will inbound underneath the basket for the Lady Bobcats. Jasmine Malone will check back in for the Lady Trojans. So here's Newfield, trailing by 14. They've put a lot of heart and soul into this game. I think the best way to describe it is it hasn't been their night so far.
They just can't get the buckets around the rim and fall, and everything that Bainbridge is throwing up is going in.
They do get a rare miss here with Bullis, and off to the races comes Bird. Down the left side, full head of steam.
Wow, she's quick.
Whips one outside. Three ball is good. That'll help. Kayla Goodwin knocks one down, and it's 44-33.
And we've seen that pass all night long, and finally one falls. Bainbridge has got to compile with a bucket here themselves.
So much concentration on Bird that she's been able to dish it off. Newfield just hasn't hit the shots, but Goodwin comes up with one there. 44-33, Selfridge left side. Her shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound for Bird, ball is on the floor, and she gets it out. Just a great hustle play there by Bird. And here is Newfield going right to left with 5.5 to go in the fourth. Off the glass and in. And another timeout for BG. Kayla Goodwin puts it home. It's 44-35. 5:23 to go, fourth quarter. We got a game here, Dave.
We got a game, and we talked about it earlier. They got to get it to 10. Well, now this thing's down to 9, and Conway is fired up on the sideline.
And he has his starters sitting down at the moment. And again, another impassioned speech here from Bob Conway. You have to think what's going through his mind. We've worked so hard. We have earned this because we're outworking teams in the summertime. And it all comes down to the next 5:23.
Listen, like I said before the break, or one of the breaks we had, you know, it's 10 points is nothing in high school basketball. And now with this 5:23, this is going to be the longest 5 minutes and 23 seconds in Mr. Conway's life. It's going to seem like time is standing still, I'm going to tell you that.
44-35, number one BG on top of number four Newfield. We're live tonight from Bainbridge Guilford High School. Thanks for joining us on WCDO locally on 100.9 FM or AM 1490 or on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Want to welcome in all our normal local listeners as well as family and friends of BG, but of course also all the Newfield Lady Trojan fans as well joining us from the Ithaca area. Thanks for joining us here tonight. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. BG with the ball going left to right. Here is Megan Palmatier. Big offensive possession here for Bainbridge Guilford. Reyes to the left side. Steps in. Back for Bullis. Will BG get tentative here? And now a pass down low and a foul is called here against Newfield. 5:08 to go in the fourth. Here's the team foul situation. 7 against Newfield. 5 against BG, so Palmatier is going to shoot 1-1 here. Megan, just the freshman to the line. She has 16 points tonight.
Free throws.
First
Come
one.
Down to who makes free throws right now.
First one is in. That'll certainly help. She's got 17. I agree. It's all about the free throws if you're BG to keep this cushion that you have. It's 45-35. Second shot coming for Palmatier. It's in. Nails them both. Just ice in the veins there for Megan Pommatier. It's 46-35. That's right, freshman. Crazy. Here's Newfield going right to left. Here's Bird straight away. Three off the front of the rim. No good. And Bullis, a rebound for BG. And now the Zebra crew is going to call a timeout here with 4:53 to go in this fourth quarter. And both referees discussing something here. Looks like Bird might have to come out for a second.
She's got some blood on her.
Blood on the arm here, perhaps.
Now she's got to have a uniform change because you can't have blood on your uniform either.
Yeah, Rebecca Reyes is quickly running off to the locker room here for BG. We saw Megan Pommatier leave the game earlier. She had a bloody nose, but it appears that Bird might have got nicked on the arm, and Reyes playing defense on her might have gotten some on the uniform, so she's going to have to change.
Yep.
Bird's going to check back into the game. Looks like she's got that bandaged up. And, wow, Reyes, quick as a flash, is back out of the locker room. Instead of wearing number 22, she's now number 21. And we're going to get right back underway. That was fast.
Wow.
I guess
that's dedication right there, Nami. She was quick.
I guess those uniforms aren't in some box locked away in a closet because she just pulled one out real fast.
I think she took a bench player's uniform, to be honest with you.
Well, she took the uniform of number 21, Jillian Canestrata, and is back into the game.
Goes to show you, every player is important on that bench.
Certainly. BG back the other way. Turnaround shot for Pommatier, and she's fouled and will go to the line with 4:37 to go fourth quarter. It's 46-35. BG is on top here of Newfield.
Boy, every time Newfield makes a run, it just seems like they come down and Bainbury gets a grinded out possession, either going to the free throw line or they get something to go in.
And when you're a number one seed, these are the storms you're going to have to fight your way through. And so far, BG has weathered the storm here tonight.
Boy, number one seed with this young, fresh class. It's unbelievable what Mr. Conway's got going on here. And it just goes back to show that AAU is just such an important component of good basketball.
Megan Pommatier to the line, up and in. She's got 19, 47-35 with 4:37 left in this fourth quarter. Second shot coming for the freshman, Pommatier at the line. Off the back rim, no good. Morgan Bullis, a rebound for BG. Back to Pommatier, off her hands, and back to Newfield. So, Dave, I think this is a huge possession here for Newfield. They need to get another bucket to try to steal some of that momentum back. And now they're not even having Bird bring the ball up, try to get her open. Down low, it's tipped away as Newfield brought it up, and BG steals it back.
This is where those, in practice, you do those game situations. This is where that starts to really come into play.
Down low for Morgan Bullis, right block. Can't get the layup to go, and another big rebound for Newfield. That's Nicole Moravec down low. Gets it to Bird. She's ahead through traffic. Passes off. Three ball for the Trojans. That one's too far for Kayla Goodwin. Ball out of bounds and back to BG. 3:58 to go in the fourth. BG leads Newfield 47-35.
Boy, that Goodwin girl struggled tonight. She's probably 2-for-10 from that spot.
She has struggled from three as Newfield has just not had a good shooting night. As BG back the other way going left to right. Taylor Pommatier back up for Reyes. For Morgan Bullis on the left side, outside the three-point line. Top of the key for Megan Pommatier. She's wide open, steps in, but we'll have a whistle with 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. And again, they're going to have a referee timeout here as, again, that spot on the arm of Bird appears to be an issue, and she'll have to head over to the bench with 3:40 to go in the fourth. BG leading 47-35. This is a tough break. Newfield, your best player, just has a scrape on the arm. It has, you know, rules of the game, has to be cleaned up, has to be covered. And it looks like they're going to try to, again, wrap that thing up.
Well, and let me tell you something. I've coached a lot of games. I've watched a lot of games. And that Bird girl plays a lot of heart and soul. I mean, how many times have we seen her down on the floor tonight scraping after balls? I mean, she's really the reason why this team is even within, you know, in this game at this point. So, you know, you hate to see this happen, but hopefully she can get this thing bandaged up and we can have a wild finish here.
Bird with 9 points, and Newfield is going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here on CDO for the time being. Just want to remind you that on Saturday, we're going to have basketball no matter what happens. We'll have the Class D Section 4 finals for both the boys and the girls live from Oneonta State at 4 o'clock. It's going to be Milford taking on the number one team in New York State in Class D, the South Courtright Rams. We'll talk about that in a second, Dave. The boys' team from South Courtright will also play at 6 o'clock at Suco against Lawrence. That's going to be a great game. You've coached a lot of the South Courtright Rams. You've coached Addie Lawson from Milford. Should be a fun time on Saturday for those teams.
It's going to be a fun time, and give a shout-out to Bree Lang for dropping 32 the other night. You know, I watched that girl go through some struggles in AAU. Same with Tori. I mean, last year she was, I think, 4 for 36 in that championship game against Franklin. But those two have really, they're young, and they've really got that team clicking, and it's going to be interesting to see. But South Corey, is there's a reason why they're the number one team in the state, and they're really starting to show their will on teams.
Even when they played a top-tier team from Class C in Cooperstown, they took them down by double digits. So
that's when you started to realize, hey, how good South Corey really, really is.
So we'll have those games for you on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. We might also have this game down at the arena with this team called the BG Lady Bobcats if they can hold on here for the next 3 minutes and 40 seconds. BG leading 47-35. BG with the ball going left to right. Here's Palmateer, top of the key. BG in the home whites tonight with the navy blue trim. The student section on their feet tonight at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. Ball loose in the paint, and that'll be a shot clock violation here against Bainbridge-Guilford with 3:26 to go fourth quarter. Newfield from the very tough IAC conference. We've seen over the years a number of good teams come out of the IAC. As here's Bird into the paint for Newfield going right to left. Misses the jumper. Rebound for BG. And ahead now for Morgan Bullis. Gets tripped up back to her feet. Ahead for Selfridge. Dumps one back off at midcourt for Bullis. Right side for Reyes. Three ball off the mark. No good. Selfridge the rebound off the glass and in. Abby Selfridge with 6 points. And it's 49-35. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of visiting Newfield with 2:55 to go fourth quarter. And here's Bird, gets into the paint. Nice pass down low, but tipped away by this tough BG defense and out of play with 2:50 to go in the fourth. And Dave, I think about what you said a few minutes ago. There was 5:23 to go, and you said it was going to feel like the longest 5:23 ever. It really has been a long time here since then.
I mean, there's only been 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes come off the clock since then, and it feels like we've been here for another 20.
Newfield going right to left. Jumper there from Goodwin. Off the mark, no good. BG comes away. And the clock continues to tick down here for BG as Reyes has it in the backcourt going left to right. Ahead for Taylor Palmateer. Crosses the timeline at half court. Ahead for Megan Palmateer in the paint. Tries a little triple threat there to get out of it. And she's fouled as she gets tripped up with 2:28 to go fourth quarter. 49-35. Number one BG on top of number four Newfield. And Palmateer will go to the line as that's the ninth team foul against the guests from Newfield.
You know, if you're Newfield coach, you can't, I don't really think it's been a poor performance. I just really think that they just haven't been able to shoot. You know, you're on the road. It's tough. It's tough to go on the road. I don't care whether it's college basketball, high school basketball, NBA. You go on the road, it's a tough, hostile environment. And let me tell you, this student section over here for Bainbridge, they brought it tonight.
20 points as Palmateer makes the first one. I agree. They have been pretty creative tonight with some of their chance. Palmateer with the second shot is no good. Newfield the rebound. Bird with an outlet pass ahead to the far side. And Goodwin fires up another three. It's good. Kayla Goodwin from downtown. She has 8 points. That's a 12-point ball game. Timeout with 2:18 to go. BG leads 50-38. We'll take a break as well. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
To go, fourth quarter, it's 50-38. Number one, BG, on top of number four, Newfield. The winner will advance to play number two, Watkins Glen, at 1 o'clock at the Broome County Arena down in Binghamton. BG with the ball, going left to right. Reyes up the floor. Puts on the brakes, cross-court pass, right side for Palmateer. Palmateer gets fouled there by Sierra Henry with 2:08 to go.
I'm really impressed by the composure of these young players. I'm just watching here Reyes, and he makes a really tough cross-court pass. They made it look easy. You got number 11 there. She just
Don't
dropped
bridge,
a,
yeah.
I mean, just dropped a huge bucket a minute ago. I mean, just the composure of these young players.
Taylor Palmateer to the line, the senior with some leadership, hits her first foul shot. She's got 5 points. I agree on Selfridge, number 11 here, just the eighth grader, has really stepped up through the second half of the year. Taylor Palmateer up and in for her second shot. She's got 6.
Well, I mean, Conway started her tonight, so he's got to show some confidence there.
Yeah, he took Katie Barber out, who has started a majority of the year, and put Selfridge in, as now another steal by BG as Newfield brings it down the floor. And the Bobcats will get fouled at half court with Taylor Palmateer. 1:55 to go in the fourth. It's 52-38, BG on top of Newfield. And I believe this is what the Lady Trojans have to do at this point, to try to stall on some time. And
Bobcats got to make free throws.
That's what you're banking on at this point. If you're Newfield, is that you'll get some misses and some opportunities, and maybe a shot will fall on the other end. So here's Taylor Palmateer, the senior, wearing number 33, to the line. Shot is up and off the rim, no good. Again, hello to the Palmateer family listening out in Seattle, Washington. Appreciate you coming along with us here tonight on WCDOsports.com. A reminder to any fans out there who might be new to our website, you can go back and listen to any of these games anytime. We'll have it right up after tonight's game. Just click on the audio archive button on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union.
Palmateer family's got to be real proud of their granddaughters here, or their nieces, whatever it might be out there in Seattle. I mean, both of them put on a heck of a show, especially Megan with 20-plus points.
Taylor Palmateer with the missed foul shot. Bullis the rebound. She can't get it to go. Newfield comes back the other way. Bird from downtown. Can't get the shot to go. It's the kind of night it's been. And the Bobcats with the rebound ahead for Abby Selfridge. Puts on the brakes, and she's fouled by Bird. 1:38 to go, fourth quarter.
Fifth.
And Bird now is going to foul
man.
Out of the game. And that certainly is tough here tonight for Brandon Steindorf, head coach of the Newfield Lady Trojans, as his star player, sophomore Mariah Bird, will foul out tonight. Has a smile on her face as she comes to the bench. Finishes with 9 points. I think you're going to hear a lot more from her in her next 2 years for Newfield.
Oh, agreed. She's got a she's a special player, Nate.
Catch her on a night where she's hitting some of those shots, could be a whole different story. Selfridge to the line, off the back rim, no good.
Just a testament to Mr. Conway and just the way he plays defense, the way he preaches defense and teaches it. I mean, I just remember in AAU, you know, AAU is not about winning games. I think you and I have discussed this before, but It's really about getting your players better, becoming a better player, and they just do such a good job.
Selfridge misses the second foul shot, gets her own rebound, goes back up, and down to the floor hard. She's fouled and will go back to the line, and boy, it's... You said hockey before. I think that play looked more like football. Bodies flying everywhere. Selfridge back to the line. There's going to be some bruises on both sides here by tomorrow morning. Minute and a half to go, fourth quarter. Abby Selfridge to the line for BG. Gets that one to go. She has 7 points tonight. BG leads 53-38.
And if you're Bainbridge, Nate, you know, there's no time to rest. You know, you got to, all of a sudden, tonight's Thursday. This is that whole thing of being not being able to play Tuesday. You're playing Thursday. You got to go, rest those bumps and bruises. One practice, and you're headed to the arena. I mean, it's a short break at this point.
The snow day has certainly thrown some things into the mix, as now Megan Palmateer, Taylor Palmateer, much to the delight of the BG crowd, out for the evening. Megan Palmateer finishes with 20. Taylor Palmateer with 6. Selfridge second shot from the line, no good.
And it looks like BG will win this ball game here tonight. And again, like you said, Dave, only one day to rest. Will that play a difference in the finals? Newfield not going away quietly. A three here is off the mark and no good. And back the other way comes BG down the right wing for Thornton. For Reyes as they'll work the ball around. As we come up on a minute to go, fourth quarter, BG on top, 53-38. The number one seed trying to punch their tickets to the finals. Here's Morgan Bullis to the line, and she's fouled.
Bullis, she's a tough
with 12
player.
Points. Yes, she is. As some of the student section starting to file out here from Newfield. 105 to go, fourth quarter. First shot is up and in for Bullis. So Bullis has 13. And BG leads 54-38. Rebecca Reyes comes over. High fives from head coach Bob Conway. And boy, this BG crowd is on their feet. Very happy that they might have a team going back to the Section 4 Class D Finals. As Bullis comes out of the game now, makes the second foul shot. She's got 14. 55-38, Bainbridge on top.
Bob Conway's a special coach, Nate. I've said it all along in my coaching career. There's a guy you want to mimic, it's him. He's just classy, gets the best out of his kids, and he's fun to watch.
Newfield going right to left. They'll work it into the left wing corner. And back up top, long three here for Newfield. No good. That one just a little short there for Jenna Lohrer. And BG will walk it up the floor with Selfridge. 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 55-38, and now we'll have a timeout here for BG.
Just for a sub.
Just for a sub, as Shayla Baldwin will check into the game. Abby Selfridge to the bench. Bob Conway is getting everybody in there tonight.
Boy, she's a special player, that kid's going to be.
Just an eighth grader, a long career ahead here. 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 55-38, BG on their final offensive possession. 10 on the shot clock. They give it over for Marissa Thornton. Now down to 5 on the shot clock. We'll see if they're aware of it. They are. They shoot a 3 off the front rim. No good there for Casey Davis. And Newfield down the court with 10 seconds left. And BG will advance to the Section 4 Class C Finals. The number one seed will take on Watkins Glen on Saturday. They win tonight 55-38. Their final game on their home floor tonight. Listen to that crowd, ladies and gentlemen. Just a huge packed house here tonight at BG. A lot of fun being here. Post-game show coming up. We'll get you your scoring summary, as well as our three awards tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. Again, the final tonight, BG defeats Newfield 55-38. They advance to the Section 4 Class C Finals on Saturday at 1, and a game we'll have right here on CDO. And we'll be right back. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, one last time to Bainbridge-Guilford High School. Nate Lowell and Dave Smith here tonight on WCDO as BG punches their ticket to the girls' Section 4 Class C Finals at the arena, 1 p.m. on Saturday against number 2 Watkins Glen. Of course, BG is the top seed. Dave, your thoughts on this one tonight, just a start-to-finish victory for BG.
Yeah, they came out, they just played, you know, we've talked about it and probably getting old to hear me saying, but just defense. You know, defense wins championships. You saw how much they really, really wore it on Bird. She just looked exhausted. I think what she finished with, 9 points, which is, I'm sure, well below her season average. I mean, she's definitely the heart and soul of that team, but just I'm so impressed with this group of young players. I mean, I know Morgan's a senior, but the surrounding cast she's got of freshmen and sophomores and an eighth grader that just really got a lot coming back, and boy, I mean, it looks like this team could really make a run here in the section tournament, winning a section title.
Let's look at the scoring summary for tonight's contest. First for Newfield, who finishes the season with a very respectable 15-5. Sierra Henry with a team-high 10 points tonight for Newfield. 2 points for Angelise James, 8 for Kayla Goodwin, 9 for Mariah Bird, 2 for Nicole Moravic, 5 for Ashley Tyskowitz, and 2 for Kirsten Henderson. For BG, 7 for Abby Selfridge, 14 for Morgan Bullis, 8 for Rebecca Reyes, 20 for Megan Palmatier, 6 for Taylor Palmatier. For Bob Conway's club, in his 22nd year at the helm, they improved to 18-2 on the year. So they will advance to take on number 2 Watkins Glen down at the arena. We'll have that game for you here on CDO, 1 o'clock on a Saturday. Join us for a 12:45 pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara. Let's do our three awards tonight. First, our Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy choice here tonight, Megan Palmatier with 20 points for BG. She gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Dave, any thoughts on our Dynamic Defense Award here?
I would go Reyes. I mean, she just did such a phenomenal job chasing that Bird girl around, and you could see it. At the end of that game, Bird was tired. And that's not a better feeling. That's me. You could look at Bullis with the rebounding. So, I mean, there's two, but you're the main guy. I'll let you make that choice.
I agree with you. Rebecca Reyes gets our Dynamic Defense Award tonight, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency. All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. I think we can give that one to Morgan Bullis. Finishes with 14 here tonight, and again, averages a double-double with 12 points, 11 boards. Sometimes you don't know how she does it. The ball comes down, looks like someone else is going to get it. She swoops in, steals it away.
Constantly around the ball. I mean, I can't think of a play tonight when she wasn't in the game that she wasn't somewhere tipping a ball around the ball, even if it was out of bounds on her, but she was constantly around that basketball tonight.
So Morgan Bullis gets our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. So that's going to set up a crazy Saturday for us. We've just been a glutton for punishment, I guess you could say, this year in terms of crazy Saturdays. We did the 4 games a couple of Saturdays ago, and we'll do 3 games on this Saturday, one being in Binghamton at 1 o'clock for the Girls Class C Section 4 Final between BG and Watkins Glen. Then at 4 o'clock, we'll be up in Oneonta as we have South Courtright taking on Milford in the Class D Girls Final. And then at 6 o'clock at Oneonta State as well, we'll have the Boys Class D Final between Lawrence and South Courtright. All of those games are going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, you want to talk about exciting basketball. Listen, if you can't go, I would definitely listen in because it's going to be some great basketball. I mean, Lawrence and South Courtright boys, I mean, I know you and I have our difference of opinion on what's going to happen there. You got the South Courtright girls, who I think are playing their best basketball that they've played in a couple years, and that's scary because that's a very, very good basketball team. And, hey, you got, you know, Bainbridge, here you are, you know, everybody listening in, 1 o'clock Saturday down at the arena. Hey, that's a tough place to play.
It is.
No coach likes going there. It's just an old hockey arena. The backdrop is hard. It's a tough place to play, so it'll be really interesting. But three local teams in our area going to get an opportunity to play, and it's exciting. It's just the exciting part of the year. I know you talk about it all year round.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it. Here you are, and Saturday is just going to be I wouldn't want to be you, my friend.
Oh, it's going to be a crazy day, and people have said to us recently at CDO, boy, you guys are doing a lot of games, and how do you do it? It's a crazy schedule, and we just say this is the time of year. We want to bring the games to all the fans out there. Of course, the listeners on the stream, we appreciate you coming along. We've had such good feedback from the Class D teams as well that we've gotten on this year. Just a lot of fun. And we know that in 2 weeks it's all going to be over, and you know, we'll be waiting for the snow to melt outside. So it's good entertainment, that's for sure. Get out and support your local teams if you can, whether it's in Oneonta or Binghamton this weekend. I know the kids really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And Bainbridge, again, adds to their collection of trophies from CDO tonight for our three awards. Dave, great to have you on here
you
tonight.
Too.
We'll see you Saturday, hopefully, up at SUCO.
Yes.
And a big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. Again, the final. The number one seed, BG, moves on, taking down number four, Newfield, 55-38. Again, thank you to all our Newfield listeners as well tonight, if you're still with us, for joining us on the WCDO Sports stream. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.